We're closing in on the weekend, and you know what that means, folks out there. The Golden Valley Shootout and the Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding coming to Golden Valley, North Dakota this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon. A Calcutta at 4, bull riding Saturday, August 12th, and bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, this weekend, Golden Valley, North Dakota. Hope to see you there.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. If you want to make an appointment, call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have to start things off today on the good stuff?
Well, I've got another poem by Bruce Kiskadon, and I wanted to say a little bit about him. He is actually a gentleman who worked for Tap Duncan, the owner of the Diamond Bar Ranch. He lived 1878 to 1950. Bruce wrote about the ranch and in doing so started cowboy poetry. In 1915, cowboy poets were not popular, but he was encouraged by Tap. The Los Angeles Times published his works for 30 years. That's phenomenal. Rhymes and Ranches, it was called, and published in 1947, is about Tap and Diamond Bar Ranch. I guess that's what the book is called from his work that was published. I thought this was a good poem. I hope you like it. This cowboy is having some trouble, I'd say. It is mighty unpleasant at that. Out there on the mesa, a cold windy day, he needs both his hoss and his hat. If he had a broke horse, it would be easy done, but with this bronco, he's sure out of luck. If he gets off and leaves him, he'll light out and run. If he leans down to grab it, he'll buck. It is out of the question to get down and lead. Most colts don't lead very fast. And a hat in the windstorm takes a lot of speed. It is sure in the tumbleweed class. So you see, this here cowboy has only one hope. It takes lots of patience at that. He builds a small loop in the end of his rope and works till he picks up his hat.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, since we're doing things about cowboys today on the good stuff, I guess the Roundup Cook will fit in by Robert Carr.
It will.
There's good cooks and there's bad ones. No harm in being frank. But speaking generally, I'll say a Roundup cook's a crank. There's something aggravating in the dealing out of chuck that makes a man not care for jokes and feel down on his luck. If you should think to doubt my word, just go and sass a cook, and then, for some deep hole to hide, go take a sudden look. While going's good, you'd better go before the hash knife falls, before the boss of pots and pans your frame in anger crawls. But yet we sort of like the cook and love to hear him say, "Oh, you'd better come and get it, or I'll throw it all away." And to his face, though privately, we cuss him now and then, we brag upon his chuck and act like perfect gentlemen. That's from Robert Carr and the Roundup Cook.
Very good. Okay, so you know what inflation is?
That's when money gets out of control.
Yeah. It's when you pay $15 for the $10 haircut you used to get for $5 when you had hair.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I have less hair and I pay more for a haircut.
Yep. Interestingly enough, that's called inflation. Men think highly of those who rise rapidly in the world, whereas nothing rises quicker than dust, straw, and feathers.
Oh,
Got to ponder that one.
You're giving us perspective.
Lord Byron said that. And to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Ooh.
I have something I could throw into that mix.
Okay.
A good 9 out of 10 bad things that I've worried about never happened. A good 9 out of 10 bad things that did happen never occurred to me to worry about.
Okay, I got another one for you. Thanks to the interstate highway system, it is now possible to travel from coast to coast without seeing anything. Now, guess who said that?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No, Charles Kuralt.
Oh, what was the TV show he had?
He did a show about on the road or something, didn't he? And he traveled all over and he said that.
We'll have to report on that one of those days when we get a chance to look that up.
But we all know it's more fun when you're off the interstate.
That's right. And thanks for tuning in today to The Good Stuff.